Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. The losses really piled up on Wall Street today with a 2,000-point Dow Jones Industrial Average free fall, triggering automatic circuit breakers as the day started that caused a 15-minute trading stop. During the trading day, there was a bit of a recovery. It didn't last. The Dow Jones closed down an astounding 2,013 points, the worst point drop ever, security trader Peter Tuckman says. Blame fears about the coronavirus and concern about a plunge in the price of oil.
It is panic and fear. You know, it is anxiety. It's sort of overrun the hope that the market will find a bottom.
Here in California, that coronavirus-plagued cruise ship, the Grand Princess, docked about 4 hours ago at the port of Oakland. There are at least 21 infected people on board, with thousands of others untested. A 4-hectare site has been fenced off to receive and process disembarking passengers, a process that could take 3 days, Governor Gavin Newsom.
Individuals will not come in contact with general public at any point.
The Grand Princess had been circling off the California coast for a week, and those on board, oh, they were miserable.
Oh, we are not allowed out of our room at all.
Like being in a little prison cell at sea.
Certainly been a tough time, hasn't it, for the cruise industry and the airline industry?
Oh, and that's been made even worse, Millsy, as Dr. Anthony Fauci, a lead U.S. government health official, declared.
If you're a person with an underlying condition, and you are particularly an elderly person with an underlying condition, you need to think twice about getting on a plane on a long trip. And not only think twice, just don't get on a cruise ship.
In Washington, D.C., a church leader has become the first confirmed coronavirus case in this nation's capital city. The Reverend Timothy Cole in hospital now in stable condition. Health officials are trying to determine if there were any exposures at his Episcopal church, Christ Church Georgetown. At Millsy and Basil, it has canceled services for the first time since a fire in the 19th century.